Okay, this is Inner City Press's podcast, second podcast for today, Monday, November 29th, 2021, here in the Southern District of New York Courthouse. We're covering the U.S. versus Ghislaine Maxwell trial, and after a morning spent finalizing jury selection, we've just heard the opening arguments both of the government and of the defense. Already published a story on the government's opening, so we'll focus on the defense here. Bobby Sternheim. She's a well-known SDNY defense lawyer, actually. She's on the Criminal Justice Panel Act panel and represents, you know, any defendant doled out, often crack defendants, gun defendants, but this is a big job. This is a big one. Now, I'm going to say that this came to mind. She just finished trashing the four witnesses, alleges, allegants, victims. She said that they're gold diggers, that they got millions of dollars from the Epstein Victims Fund, and then in exchange for that, they have to work with the government. One of them needs a visa, came as an entertainer, is not an entertainer, wants a visa. She began, actually, by saying, "Ever since Eve, women have been blamed for the evil deeds of men. Ghislaine Maxwell is not Jeffrey Epstein or any of these men, moguls and media giants who abuse women." I guess the reference was to Harvey Weinstein. She might want to be aware that one of her upcoming experts, Elizabeth Loftus, testified for Harvey Weinstein, or was the mogul Robert Maxwell? In any event. Also, there's a UN connection. Got to say it. Antonio Guterres has had a man on the board of Maxwell's Terramar Foundation, refuses to answer about it, and covers up child rapes. But you can find that on Inner City Press. Now, she went through each of the four defendants and got very specific, their current age, their current employment, psychotherapist, soap opera actress, how much they got from the fund. I think the cross-examinations are going to be something. And maybe the intent was to kind of rattle the witnesses in advance, although presumably witnesses are not listening to the testimony. We're live-tweeting this sucker, and you can find it on innercitypress.com. I'm going to have to, the first witness is about to begin, the first government witness, so I'm going to leave it for there. But suffice it to say, we also put in, again, today, to the United Nations, a written question to Stefan Dujarric, Paulina Kubiak, Melissa Fleming, a woman who's in charge of media accreditation. What was Amir Dosal of the UN doing on Ghislaine Maxwell's board? And how can you ban the press for asking? No answer. Totally corrupt. To be continued. Inner City Press, Matthew Russell Lee, the 3-Minute Drill, Court Case Cast.